You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Happy Monday, Truth Nation. You are tuning in to the greatest 60 minutes in radio. You can always call in, text in at 833-212-1017. Again, the Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. We can call in and text in so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe, so you don't miss any of your award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, Truth Nation, y'all know we're doing part two today, but before we do part two, I told you guys we're going to have Felicia Martin, County Board Supervisor, one of the County Board Supervisors here in Milwaukee, on today to have a conversation talking about her vision for the future. And I'm so excited to have County Board Supervisor Martin to join us here on Truth to Power. How you doing today?
I am doing very well today. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. And so I'm glad you joined us here today, because I just wanted to have a conversation today talking about the future of McGough Park and specifically the Senior Center. And giving a backstory here with the Senior Center. So last summer, I went to the Senior Center at Washington Park, and so my cousin passed away in, you know, community spaces, and we utilized the Senior Center for, not really a repast, but kind of a celebration of life after. And I remember going there, and I was like, my goodness, it feels so old and outdated, like I'm being taken into the past. And so then I heard about the fact that there was a $2 million federal funding that was provided to upgrade the Senior Center at McGough Park, and I was like, this is fantastic. Like, this is great that they said they're going to do housing and develop housing. Jewish Family Services, who I know works, have some projects that they've done in partnership with Milwaukee County and Brown Deer. My fiance used to work for Jewish Family Services, so she was part of some of the stuff that was going on there and some of the great community engagement and getting to work with the residents. And so when I heard about it, I said, oh, that's fantastic. And then I know that I think it was last June it was, where it ended up getting voted down. And fast forward to August, I've been told after the floods that happened, it would no longer be open. Can you take us a little bit through the mindset of, with that being the district that you represent, the mindset that you had, because you did vote no, you advocated against it. Can you take us through the mindset that you had when you decided that you didn't think that was in the best interest of your constituents?
Thank you for the question. And this is Truth Radio, yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's get to the truth.
right then.
This is a project that has been on the books for a number of years, long before 2020 when it was redistricted into the Magnificent 7th District, okay? My neighborhood park is Sherman Park because I'm a longtime resident of the 7th District. They took Sherman Park out of my district and gave me McGovern. So over the years, there have been listening sessions and town halls about what we wanted to do with the McGovern Park Senior Center long before I even became a supervisor. I haven't been on the board for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I just completed my 8th year. Okay, won re-election, and so I will serve my 9th and 10th year. McGovern Park has been on many, many folks' radar. I attended a lot of the talks, town halls, and information gathering sessions long before it came to my district, simply because I want to know what people think. The residents that utilize the McGovern Park Senior Center, they're not just from the 7th District. They're from all over. Of course, that's natural, right?
Yes, ma'am.
The initial proposal to address the issue of McGovern Park Senior Center in all of its ilk, all of its wrong, and needs for renovation, which we know that now, we know that it was beyond renovation.
Mm-hmm.
It needed to be rebuilt. What was offered on the table, if you can imagine, Silver Spring and 60th Street.
Yep.
I believe it's called West Lawn.
Mm-hmm.
They rebuilt some apartments there with a community center.
Mm-hmm.
And it was presented to those who attend the McGovern Park Senior Center and say, here is our solution for you. The folks overwhelmingly, continuously, meeting after meeting after meeting, says, no, we do not want that. We do not want an intergenerational community center. We want a senior center specifically designed and programmed to meet the needs of seniors. And we don't want housing with our community center. We want the center to be rebuilt right here in McGovern Park with a full-service dining component and a tech component. MKE Hubs did an entire study on that. That book is sitting somewhere on the shelf in my office, and I need to read it again to make certain I have all my facts correct, because I like to speak to facts. And the fact of the matter is, those folks who actually utilized that center said no. Then we had a series this year, past year, this is a new year, in 2024 and 2025, there were a series of listening sessions and town halls where this thing was presented. Those seniors that actually utilized that center once again said, this is beautiful. We don't want the housing. We only want the community center, senior center.
So can I ask you, so with that, was it ever explained to them the dire, because I know when I was reading articles about it, so they were told that, because I remember talking to Milwaukee County and I asked them for some information, and I remember they sent me information saying that the long-term, the longevity of this building, that when it comes to all the deferred maintenance, is that it wasn't going to be sustainable and it was at risk of closing. And so what you're saying is that the seniors knew it was at risk of closing and still decided.
Absolutely.
And so I guess that as we're having this conversation, so at what point, as the county board supervisor, do you make a decision where you feel like, okay, because my assumption is that only a handful of the seniors probably made that decision, not all of the constituents. So at what point do you think that maybe, you know, I don't know your thought process of maybe you do what's best for the future and not maybe what's best for now. And I guess what's best for now ended up being
the way I process things. One, you get the information in front of you, look at what's being proposed. Two, this is the people's seat and I must listen to the people and those who are directly impacted by it. Okay. Those seniors had ample time, ample access to me to tell me what they thought. And it wasn't a handful of people.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it is a handful of people, those handful of people showed up consistently. And they consistently said, no, we do not want housing. Here's the thing with this project.
Yep.
Yes, it is currently sitting, I believe, on 2.2 or 2.3 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
To build the project that was proposed, it would take it to 5.5 or 5.3, whatever the number was, acres of land. And this is public park land. That land would have to be rezoned as residential. Mm-hmm. Now it's no longer public park land.
All of it or just the, because I think it's like.
The 5.5 acres of land that we're talking about building this project that was proposed.
And how many total acres is it? How many total acres is McGove Park? I think like 58, 61 acres?
62 or something like that, but that's really not even the matter. We're talking about a senior center, mm-hmm. right? Let's stay focused on the senior center right now. And then we can take all the rest of that into the conversation.
Yep.
I was told, well, it essentially will not take up any more land than it already does. And I asked the question in committee, in what universe that 2.3 is greater than 5.5? In what I'm not smart. I'm not a mathematician. But if I hold up my hand, I can recognize that 2 is less than 5.
I guess my rebuttal to that is 5 is less than 61, right? And so you're talking about an additional 3 acres of land. I guess my biggest
thing is an environmentalist.
Okay.
I am out for environmental justice. I am a conservationist. And I am a climate advocate. So you have my mindset there.
Okay.
So my thing with this is we have very little green space. You say 62 acres. That's nothing. That is nothing compared to when you look at the city of Milwaukee. We're talking about Milwaukee proper.
I get it.
Okay? And you go down every single main artery. Okay? Count the number of empty buildings. And they have been empty for greater than 10 years. There are a number of neighborhoods that have boarded up homes. Dilapidated homes, burnt out homes. And until the city of Milwaukee can address all of those issues and make certain that we have robust communities that are beautiful and well-maintained, I am not going to vote for anything that is not going to give us a tremendous return on our investment our parklands. Yeah. We cannot develop our parklands when there is so much land available. Have you seen?
Supervisor Martin, isn't
it? No, I'm going to finish this thought because it's so crucial. Milwaukee County sits at number 71 out of 72 counties in regards to health.
Yeah, yeah.
The McGovern Park neighborhood, mm-hmm. not the center, the neighborhood has a low life expectancy.
Mm-hmm.
There is chronic illness that is rampant in that district. And I need to see an environmental impact study. I need to see that to know what the health implications, physical health and mental health implications. Because if that building that project there, you now have these senior houses in this park. Right?
Yep.
The neighbors have invested in their homes in that area for a specific reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a park, there's a senior center. I can sit on my front stoop, look out while I'm having my morning coffee and my morning constitutional and see the lagoon. Correct? Yeah, that's why they built their lives there and raised their children there.
But I guess
so I need to know that you're not, when you build housing, comes with increased traffic, lighting, noise,
but
and all these other things.
But when we're talking about, there's a housing crisis, and we're talking about the seniors and
an
aging population. And so now we're talking about free and affordable housing for our senior our aging senior population. And so
free to whom?
To the residents that look like myself and like you, and especially
the apartments are free.
Affordable senior housing, and many of the seniors would have free affordable housing, according to some folks who were part of the development.
No.
And so,
talk to me about where on God's green earth will you have a house, an apartment, a condo, and you don't pay any rent, or you don't buy that
There's seniors that right now are on rent assistance, right? Through Milwaukee County, through the affordable housing that they have, that many are on rent assistance where they pay very little in rent, or if they're Section 8, I believe, then they don't pay all, I think, or even some Section 8 may pay very little in rent, but pay very little in rent based off
but
their
you still
income.
Pay something, but yes.
Okay, so very affordable rent, or you know, some people are paying $40-some a month for rent, right? And so my whole thing is—
I don't have a problem with that at all.
And so when we're talking about environmental, which I'm all for the environment, but the thing to me that matters more than the environment is the well-being of the people that look like us. And so when we talk about
so that project but we no could potentially exacerbate my upper respiratory issues, my asthma,
I understand, but
my COPD.
We can find that in a lot of different things. But what I'm saying is this, is that now we're left with nothing. And so what is the vision? So now our seniors are left with nothing. What is the vision moving
forward?
They're
not left with nothing.
Well,
okay,
in their neighborhood. Because the McGuff Center is closed, correct? The senior center is closed, correct?
Okay, let's look at it. You said this is truth. So let's talk about the truth.
But the senior center
the
is
senior
closed.
The senior center was closed by OSHA because there is black mold.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been in that center and you have neural sensitivity, you know that there's a problem as soon as you walk in.
I guess my big thing is we turned down $2 million to develop
you
something.
You did not turn down $2 million.
So how much was
let's,
it then?
Let's get this straight. It's the truth. That $2 million— mm-hmm. was in the Milwaukee County coffers for housing.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that,
mm-hmm.
okay? You with me? That $2 million belonged to the suburban areas of Milwaukee County. The city of Milwaukee does not receive housing dollars from Milwaukee County. You wanna know why? Because it's a tier one city. We are over a threshold of 600,000 people in our city. And the city of Milwaukee has determined they want to be that tier one city and they stand on their own. That means the federal government send housing dollars directly to the city of Milwaukee, not Milwaukee County. We had an opportunity for this beautiful project to be built to address our senior needs, right? We took that $2 million, added in with the $5 million from the county, and we were going to build this beautiful project. But the residents said no, overwhelmingly, and it wasn't a handful of people.
So I guess my question is, because we are short, because I have to go to break, and I appreciate you coming to join us. What I do want to know, because, I'm
just here to dispel the untruths and the misinformation that has been put forward for this project, and I am the supervisor for District 7. Those are my bosses. I do what they tell me to do.
I fully understand that.
Unless there's a greater residual and return on investment for us, then I will explain to them why I have to vote yes.
Well, which, you know, I guess it's up for debate, because I know people in Milwaukee County, I mean, you know, the county executive's office, I know, was not very happy with that going down as well, but so
well, I wouldn't be if I was running for governor too.
So well,
because I need to check off these boxes so I can deliver at the box office.
Well,
let's be honest.
You said it's the truth, so I asked your opinion.
600,000 foot view versus the 10,000 foot view. Well, I'm at the 600.
Well, I do want to know really quickly here. So, what is the vision moving forward for McGuff Park? As we're speaking with Felicia Martin, who is the Milwaukee County Board Supervisor of the 7th District here in Milwaukee County.
Well, hopefully, it is out already. We had two listening sessions, March 12th and 13th.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a task force
made
up of the seniors who actually utilize that center and from that neighborhood. And they are working with us to find a new location. First of all, temporary.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the works of working out rental leases for places that we can house our folks, as well as the other centers that we have that are already open and available to our seniors, and we have worked out at one point some transportation, but I have to round back on that. So we are in the works of leasing space. Most likely it'll probably be Ravenswood, but don't hold my feet to the fire. There's five places we're looking at. And those folks who represent the McGovern Park Seniors Center folks, they will make that decision where they want to temporarily be housed.
Yeah, I mean,
but we will continue, and we are still looking for places and spaces that we can build a new center.
Yeah, and I
prefer to build right there in McGovern Park.
And I'm right there with you. And so again, we may have a difference of opinions, but I appreciate
and
you.
That's okay.
Yeah, I know, and I appreciate you coming on and joining to talk to me because there are some other folks who don't want to have that conversation. So I really do appreciate you coming on and providing your background, because a lot of times people don't go to the meetings, they don't know what's happening. So being able to have, you know, hear directly from you on the why and what we're looking to do moving forward, I definitely appreciate that, Ms. Martin.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Truth Nation, when we come back, I told y'all, part two of the story, what happened at McKinley Marina. I'm going to share it next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am Kyle Wallace, your host of Truth to Power, and I ain't gonna lie to y'all, forgot I had that conversation on my calendar, but we were good and ready to go, and I just want to give her credit for actually coming in and having a conversation and discussing, I think, things that are important. We talked a little bit off mic as well about some of the white fragility that is dealt with and some of the things that we have to deal with overall and doing what's right. She believes she did what was right, and I told her, we may not agree with what her actions was, but she thinks she did what's right. And we both said, hey, maybe a couple years from now, there'll be some funding, and maybe we can have a community conversation that pulls in everybody, because she doesn't believe that she was 100% pulled in the whole time. But Truth Nation, I do want to get right into it, because I promised y'all this was going to come today, and we're going to get it to y'all. So off the top today, Truth Nation, I do want to talk about the incident that occurred, and we don't need to play the music, but we're going to talk about the incident that occurred at the McKinley Marina. Now, Truth Nation, I told y'all about this, is that I was racially harassed at McKinley Marina on Milwaukee County Parks grounds, not once, but twice. And the county did nothing to counteract it. And after having a conversation, because there was a nugget that was just dropped, I don't know if y'all heard this or not, but there was a nugget that was just dropped, and now I'm realizing that sometimes ambition and aspirations may outweigh anything else. And I told y'all about the first incident where I faced with racial discrimination. And today I will discuss the second incident, which took place at the McKinley Marina, which dealt with racially charged language, undertones, and microaggressions. And I will discuss the pure racism my friends and I faced coming from another customer at the Marina. Now, Truth Nation, it is clear to me after reflecting and reading many of y'all comments and even having this conversation here, Milwaukee County has a serious issue. Milwaukee County has a serious issue when it comes to racism, when it comes to inclusion, when it comes to transparency, when it comes to being able to give everybody a fair share, when it comes to equity. That seems to be a problem that again, the Lord works in mysterious ways. And having this conversation with County Board Supervisor Martin, it just really allowed for me to really see that there's so many things that are in play behind the scenes that we just really don't know about. And Milwaukee County has serious issues that I think are very concerning when it comes to conduct happening from within. And last week, I talked about how the HR director of Milwaukee County stepped down. And I can only imagine the things that she saw and how many times she had to pinch her nose and make certain decisions leading the HR department. In Truth Nation, I told y'all the McKinley Marina employee who refused to give me full service gas, that story was bad. But the story gets worse. It truly gets worse, because after that, part two of the story is different when it comes to what occurred to me and my friends. And I'm always going to use this platform and our platform to speak on exposing the truth, but more importantly, exposing racism and discrimination. because that kind of behavior that was displayed at the McKinley Marina by their employee, a gentleman named Marcus, and somebody who was a customer named Tim, that I'm going to tell the story, that kind of discrimination I would not stand for. And it does not go away on its own. So if you don't speak up against it, then you won't be able to combat it, and you won't be able to confront it, and you won't be able to stop it. Because what I am learning that there is a culture in Milwaukee County that allows for racism to persist. And this is why using 1017 The Truth in my platform to call it out is exactly what I'm going to do. So without further ado, Truth Nation, again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe. And I want to share my story today about part two on what occurred at the McKinley Marina. Now, Truth Nation, a white man named Tim who was attending at the McKinley Marina, he got into a disagreement with my boy. And during that disagreement, I heard from a distance, this is how you Milwaukee people act. That's what I heard. This is how you Milwaukee people act. It perked up my ears. I'm like, what in the hell is going on? And so then me and my buddy go over there, my other buddy go over there, and we try to figure out what's happening with this situation. And in us trying to figure out what was happening in this situation, we encountered this same gentleman that we heard from a distance say, this is how you Milwaukee people act. But then it comes to find out, he said, there you are acting just like a black feller. Acting just like a black feller. And this isn't just me saying this. This is actually caught by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office 911 call. It is open records. Acting just like a black feller. Now, when he was called out about that language that I'm going to play on video, he said, I didn't call you an N-word. I called you a black feller. That's what he said. I didn't call you the N-word. I called you a black fella. Now, first and foremost, True Nation, nobody accused him of calling anybody the N-word. But for him, he equates black to being a nigga. That's exactly what he equated it to. We know those racial undertones. And then he said, you think you're so effing smart. Now, it's one thing if this was just hearsay or if it was our story versus his story. But I can promise you there is no his story because the county didn't even look into his story or our story. We had to present it to them. My friend called 911 because he felt uncomfortable with the situation that was going on. And he understood as a black man, when it's him versus us, we're going to lose that conversation. We're going to lose that competition. So, again, not only was some of this conversation caught on camera, it was also caught on a 911 call. And Milwaukee County still did nothing about it. And they told me personally that they could not corroborate the story. This is why there will be no discipline for the individual that said it. That is what happened. And I'll be honest. You can't trust all these folks out here. But Truth Nation, I want y'all to go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube because, again, I want y'all to be able to hear the video that we told Milwaukee County and we tried to share with them. I don't know if they ever watched it. But we shared this video and told them we have access to this and we want to know what are y'all going to do about this. This is my experience at the Milwaukee McKinley Marina with a white man named Tim who is still allowed to be at the marina because they said that he has freedom of speech and they said they could not corroborate the story that any of these racially charged comments were made. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and you let me know if this is acceptable behavior that can take place in a county that you and I pay taxes in. You let me know if this is can't be corroborated that whether or not he said this. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear the interaction between us and this gentleman who is still a McKinley Marina tenant named Tim.
Say something black again. I know you want to say something black again.
I never said anything.
Okay, exactly.
I said black fella.
Black fella. What about black fella?
That's all I said.
Okay. Hey, you do know the phone calls are recorded with the police, right?
Correct.
So they heard you saying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you know. You said
black fella.
Okay.
You said you guys in Milwaukee
do what?
Let's go.
Exactly. Obviously, you
tell. You think you're smart.
Truth Nation, three successful black men had a white man attempt to talk down to us and demean us by negatively speaking about black people in our city, which is full of black people. After being reported to Milwaukee County, they told me that type of language that you heard there was his freedom of speech. They deemed that language to be acceptable. Guy Smith is his name. The man that did not want to talk to me deemed that language to be acceptable. The behaviors and actions that he had have no place in Milwaukee County. But somehow Milwaukee County Parks Director Guy Smith told me Well, he didn't tell me. He told me through somebody else because he refused to speak to me. But he told me through another leader in Milwaukee County that this white man has the freedom of speech, well, on their property, and he did not cross a line with his language. McKinley Marina allowed for a white man to make racially charged comments and speak negatively by an entire race of people, and he got away with it. It doesn't make sense to me, Truth Nation, how this is acceptable. I'm going to continue to play this video over and over. Look, the man flipped us off. He gave us a finger. Like, all of this is in video. And Milwaukee County saw this and said they're going to do nothing about it. 833-212-1017. Milwaukee County believed that this man did not cross a line. Milwaukee County believed that man had freedom of speech. Milwaukee County said this man, who ain't even from this area, because I did an open records request, and oh, you can see a lot. But a man that's not even from this area comes and uses our facilities and our things and thinks lowly of us. And Milwaukee County said, we are going to open the door and welcome you in open arms. That is exactly what David Crowley has allowed. That is exactly what Guy Smith has allowed. That's exactly what James Tarantino, the trio of them, all are involved in this. And they are allowing this individual to still be here. 833-212-1017. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe that's not racist. Maybe that's just how people talk. I'm not sure. But again, watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can also call in and text in to share your thoughts on this. But we're going to continue because I want to dig a little bit deeper into this situation. But I cannot believe, again, my friend and him got into a disagreement. It is what it is. By the time I pulled up, this is the video that I was part of where an individual told me, I didn't call you the N-word, I called you a black feller. And again, Milwaukee County has this in their possession. They've been told about this, and they did nothing about it. I'll take your calls, I'll take your texts, but I'm telling y'all this right now. Milwaukee County don't give a damn about what happens with black people. They don't. They don't. The McKinley Marina is swimming with white people there, and they don't care about trying to diversify. It is interesting to me that they said that we have a racial crisis here in the city of Milwaukee, an epidemic here in the Milwaukee County. And when they have an opportunity to face that head on and make an example out of an individual who used racial undertones to describe black people, he told black people he challenged the intelligence of a man with a master's degree. He challenged the intelligence of a man who literally works and saves lives day in and day out in Milwaukee. And Milwaukee County chose to support the white man who used racial undertones and flipped us off. 833-212-1017. I'll take your calls. I'll take your text. But I want y'all to call in, text in, and we'll continue this conversation next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Say something black again. I know you want to say something black again.
I never said anything.
Okay, exactly.
I said black feller.
Black feller. What about black feller?
That's all I said.
Okay. Hey, you do know the phone calls are recorded with the police, right?
Correct.
So they heard you saying it.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know. You said you didn't say it, but...
I said black feller.
Okay.
I never said...
And then you say, oh, you guys in Milwaukee do what?
Let's go.
Exactly. I'll be seeing you, too.
You think you're smart.
You think you're effing smart. I didn't say the N-word. I called you a black feller. That is the type of energy that is met at McKinley Marina if you are a black person. That is the type of person that McKinley Marina openly wants at the marina. That is the type of energy that they accept. And the reason why I know that to be true is that that incident was reported to Milwaukee County leadership. And when I say leadership, I'm talking about the top of the top. And they literally did nothing. They did nothing. All they told me was they were going to talk to him about it and let him know if it happens again, it won't be tolerated. And I said verbatim, I said, my issue I have with that is that you're basically telling somebody racism was acceptable the first time. But if you are racist again, we're going to do something about it. If you have a zero tolerance policy, if you are trying to root out racism, you do not allow somebody like that to be there. And what I am so disappointed in is there are black people or so-called liberals, white liberals, who say they are all for the cause. They want to support people. But then again, when they have an opportunity to stand up, fight back, push back, and say there are, it is zero tolerance. We will not have this in Milwaukee County. They back down and they tell you they don't have interest in meeting with you. This happened at Milwaukee County. And Milwaukee County executives, David Crowley, director of parks, Guy Smith, his assistant, and I should say co-director, James Tarantino, or deputy director, excuse me. They said, oh, well, it is what it is. But they chose not to meet with me. They made a decision of this. They want to sweep this under the rug, but not today. 833-212-1017. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. You can call in, text in at 833-212-1017. I ain't going to lie to y'all. That interview threw me off because your boy definitely wanted to get into this right off the top. But April is sleep awareness. Invest in the sleep your body deserves and get $300 in Steinhoffel's cash with a Tempur-Pedic mattress. As Steinhoffel's experienced the unmatched comfort, the support of a Tempur-Pedic mattress designed to adapt to your body and help make you wake up feeling refreshed. Upgrade your sleep experience today when you add a smart base that automatically adjusts to snoring, because better nights lead to better days. Celebrate Sleep Awareness Month and sleep better. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. 833-212-1017. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am giving y'all the story about the racism that I faced at the McKinley Marina, where a white man told me and my friends that this is how you Milwaukee people act. He told my friend, acting just like a black feller, which is recorded by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office phone call, 911 phone call, and on video you heard him just say, I didn't call you the N-word, I called you a black feller, where never once, not once in the situation, did anybody ever say N-word. He said that black stuff, and he said, I didn't call you the N-word. Nobody said you called us the N-word, because in his mind, he did call us the N-word. He used another word for the N-word. He called you a black feller. That's what y'all need to know, what these folks is calling us. When they say you little feller over there, they just thinking nigga. 833-212-1017. Alan, Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on this conversation?
Well, you are smart. But what I would say to you is, sue them like you white. Don't turn the other cheek. Don't worry about the ones who they want to go F up their money. Sue them like they white. Because the only thing they care about is money. Sue them like they white. And maybe it's time for y'all to start y'all own marina. Sue them like they white. And you want everything. Have a good day.
Thank you. And Al, I ain't going to lie to you, is that the fact is they understand that it costs thousands and thousands of dollars to sue. But we'll see. TBD. 833-212-1017. Blake, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
My man, Kyle. They're trying to give you the Kyrie Woods, man. They're trying to show you that you're an A, but you're not. You're a man. Right? Like when being a ignorant is ignorance of color, because if you cut anybody, they bleed the same. I mean, everybody bleed out. All depends how bad your cut is and where it's at. So what can you, as smart as you are, you have this job for a reason. You have the platform for a reason. You have these soldiers out here. And you have some real generals out here that can do something legally out here. So I don't want to hear nothing about no money. The Truth Nation is where it's at. We got 7,000-something people. Everybody here, $10. You can have some lawyer fees. Okay, what's the real talk? What can you legally do? Because I'm down there every day. I'm down there at the marina where they have the steam baths, and they walk down in the ice water and go back into the steam bath. And I'm down there every day of the year.
That's actually...
So, I'm down there by the pier every day, every night.
Blake,
I just found out...
Yep.
No, hold on. Just give me a minute.
Yep.
Just give me a minute. And I'm down there behind the amphitheater, and they just started putting the clothes in at 10 o'clock. They used to be open all night. So what do you legally want to do? Because if you want to, we can get it out here. Just let me know what you legally want to do to help you, and we can get it done, Kyle, because I don't appreciate the disrespect.
Blake, I appreciate you, and I'm glad he said legally want to do, to make sure that there's no qualms about it. That man said legal. He said legally. So he's talking about legally protesting, probably things like that. But I just want to make sure that everybody understands that he said legal. Because I want y'all to know the Milwaukee County is not very happy with me. I know they're not very happy with me. The leadership is not happy with me. But my rebuttal to that is, what, you not happy with me? I'm the one who had to deal with racism. Imagine if somebody walked up to David Crowley and said, you think you effing smart. The Milwaukee County executive, if they said that to David Crowley, if a marina attendant said that to David Crowley, he'd be fired. 833-212-1017. Brian, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
My comment to this is, I think you need to pick your battles on this one. I think the guy that didn't pump your gas, now he's totally in the wrong, and you would have a case on that. But as far as this little wimpy white dude saying what he said, that's stretching it a bit. I mean, that guy's is probably didn't he have a pink shirt on? He probably one of those limp-wristed, non-threatening, different lifestyle type of guy. So I don't think that guy is much of a threat at all.
You know, Brian, the thing is that in that moment, we just wanted to handle things the right way. And what I say is this, Brian. It is not so much about any, like, listen, we ain't trying to stomp that dude in, even though, you know, sometimes we feel like we should have, but we ain't really, we're above that. We're career people, right? And I don't want to preach violence. But I will say this. It's not so much about the fact he said it, but it's the fact about where he said it at. And it's the fact that he said it in Milwaukee County, did nothing about it. That is the most disappointing and upsetting thing about it, is the fact that if he just had said it on the street anywhere, then it is what it is. But the fact that he said it on Milwaukee County property and he still has the ability to be a tenant at the Milwaukee McKinley Marina, that is the issue. If he wasn't a tenant at Milwaukee McKinley Marina, oh, well. But the fact that he's still a tenant at the Milwaukee McKinley Marina in downtown Milwaukee, that just tells me that that type of language, that type of mindset is acceptable to Milwaukee County Parks. And that's where my issue is. But 833-212-1017, Imani, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
So I just want to say first, thank you for allowing me to speak. I want to be sure that we're expanding the conversation as much as possible and that we're not elevating the choices and behavior of one single or one particular department within the county and making that the perspective of the overall group. Additionally, I want to be sure that as listeners are engaging, that they're not getting just a narrow view. So I want to go back to some points that I heard earlier, because with the election coming up, I think it's really important that we have as much of a well-rounded approach to how we view the county and what's happening. So I just pulled up a list, actually, because I reached out to the county not too long ago to ask kind of what are some of their stances on how they're approaching racism and some of the systemic infrastructure that we're still dealing with today. Now, I do want to be sure that everybody is aware that in 2019, the county was actually the first jurisdiction in the entire nation to actually declare racism as a public health crisis.
Yep.
And as a result of that, you may or may not know, about 80 other communities have started to do so and follow suit with that. Not only with them declaring racism to be a public health issue, they actually passed, I think around April 2020, the county board unanimously passed with County Executive Crowley co-signing the racial equity ordinance, which was basically a commitment for the county to apply racial equity lenses to budget decisions, policies, and procedures. And it was one of the first that became more of a binding ordinance in the county. After that, ARPA, let's talk about the $183 million that has been deployed.
Imani, I hate to cut you off, Imani, but we are short on time. I only have an hour show. And so this is what I'm going to do, Imani, because we're going to talk about. I want to talk to you tomorrow because the Human Rights Commission, which you're probably aware of. Are you aware of the Human Rights Commission here in Milwaukee County?
I am.
Okay. If you're aware of the Human Rights Commission, I'm not sure if you're aware that even the leader on the website of the Human Rights Commission is no longer. He does not like the direction of where it's going. And so if we want to continue this conversation, we can continue this tomorrow because I definitely think you're going somewhere in a good direction. But I was very concerned when I reached out to the Human Rights Commission. The person as the chair of it told me he no longer is in that capacity of working with that due to some things. And we can definitely get to that tomorrow. Is that okay, Imani?
Sure.
I appreciate it. So we'll continue that conversation tomorrow. We're talking about equity and talking about this 2019 where they said that racism was a human rights issue, like an epidemic here in the city of Milwaukee. But I appreciate you calling in, and we'll definitely get to you tomorrow. Lisa, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
My thoughts is I agree with Al say. Some like they're white, you know. What I don't understand is what our people is. Why we had the Black Wall Street, we had the Oklahoma, we had all of those black towns and cities. What's wrong with starting now? We know more than anything about our history, about the laws, about our rights. So I don't understand why, like you said, make your own Black Arena. And then if they said, well, time out.
Lisa, hold on, Lisa. I'm sorry. Why is it that we all, how is it that Milwaukee, like this is, like Milwaukee, and this is not, don't get my intensity as towards you. Lisa, explain to me, how is the McKinley Marina in the city of Milwaukee, and the city of Milwaukee is majority black, how is it that we can't, we got to make our own, this should be our own, we the majority. How are we going to create our own in our own city? Like, this should be ours.
Because your majority leaders are not there going by the white man's laws. But the white man say sit down, he's going to sit down. He's going to dance for him. He's only looking out for his job. He's not looking out for us. He's scared to. He's afraid to. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my six-figure job or whatever.
Lisa,
he's not looking for you. He did not get into that office to look out for black people.
Lisa, I appreciate you. And I, Truth Nation, listen, we're going to have to wrap this up tomorrow. Because there's still so much more I want to get to, but I was all over the place today, but I just had to get it out because I promised y'all. And so tomorrow we're going to finish up and we're going to wrap up this conversation. I'm going to share with y'all what's happening with the Human Rights Commission. I'm going to share with y'all more conversation of what happened with Milwaukee County. And I'm going to share with y'all exactly what we should be doing next to combat some of this. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. This is DJ Brother Z. These are one of the days that I wish I had 2 hours. Hell, I could do 3 hours of this. This is crazy. I'm telling y'all, it is crazy. And it gets deeper. It gets so much deeper than when you reach out for help and folks keep stringing you along. It is crazy. But American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. Since 1927, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, with the right home and auto coverage built around your real life. Because when you've worked hard to build something, you want to protect that what works for you. That peace of mind means you're free to focus on your goals, your family, and the dreams you are chasing. Insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. I'll share my final thoughts on the other side.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
Three, ho!
One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, make one call, that's all, to Gruber, and they will take care of you. You already know, there's no fee to call, consult with them, or retain them as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. In addition to that, Truth Nation, ooh, I'm so excited. Listen, if you got a big event coming up, you need your team looking sharp in fresh custom uniforms, then you need to hit up my friends at Big Frog. They've got you covered. From bold designs to personalized hands-on services, they make sure your gear comes out exactly how you want it. No press, no guesswork, and here's the kicker, no minimums. Fast turnarounds, premium quality, and whether you need 50 shirts or 500, Big Frog delivers every single time. I'm telling y'all, Big Frog hooking your boy up. When I got more time, I'll tell y'all the story. Big Frog is hooking me up. So if you're looking for any type of custom designs with shirts, hit up Big Frog in Mequon. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 Truth. Truth Nation, I just want to apologize. I apologize because I ran out of time, and I wanted to take more of y'all calls, and I want to take more of your texts. And so I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm going to do one more show of this because I don't want – listen, I ain't going to – it's exhausting talking about your personal trauma. It is extremely exhausting talking about the things that happened to you. But again, I'm yet to get a response now because now the county don't want to respond to me now. Now they ghosted me. So now my calls don't get returned. My texts don't get returned. My emails don't get returned. So I'm going to finish off with the story and just share y'all my final thoughts of what we need to do as a community, because I think there's a bigger issue. There's a bigger issue happening in Milwaukee County, especially how many people reached out to me talking about, you know, their own experiences within Milwaukee County, and the fact that the director of HR in Milwaukee County saw something concerning within her job that she decided that she wanted to step down. A black woman, that needs to be discussed. But Truth Nation, thank y'all so much for listening and tuning in today. This was a fast hour, but I appreciate y'all. I'll finish the story tomorrow. The Tory Lowe Show is up next, wonderful. Peace out, Truth Nation. I love y'all, and I promise y'all we will finish the story tomorrow.